Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I am CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And probably some of you know, not maybe all of you, but that this is a show that takes place in Seattle. And yesterday, I live five blocks away from where the shooting happened at the Racer Bar here in Seattle. And in that incident, this gentleman who killed five people, two of which were my neighbors, and then proceeded to drive downtown and kill my son's classmate's mother. So for me, particularly, it's a very, very sad day. And I think for a lot of people, it's a sad day because when this kind of violence happens, it creates a huge amount of doubt and fear, and I think it scared me and put me in a huge amount of grief. And I probably think other people have had kind of the same experience when something so horrific happens. And so what I wanted to do, we have today an incredible gifted healer, Dr. Joyce Whitley Hawks, and she's also the author of Resonance. And I thought it would be really nice to start off the show. First, thank you and welcome, Dr. Hawks, for coming.
You're very welcome. It's an auspicious day to be here.
Yeah, and it really is. I'm very thankful that we have you here because I think that between the two of us, we can offer light and love and healing, whether you have people that were affected, if you are just affected by the shock and horror, or if you have grief or sadness or anger in your life, I think that you can probably relate to the healing that we're going to do today. So welcome and thank you for, I had a whole script I abandoned so that we could actually address what I think is a really critical need at this moment. So thank you, Dr. Mm-hmm. Hawks, for offering to do this. So what are your thoughts in terms of what we can do with such a horrific event?
First of all, our natural sense of grief just simply needs to be addressed. We're all in shock who live in Seattle. And yesterday I was at a meeting in the morning and drove to Roosevelt Avenue to stop for some lunch near my favorite bookshop, East West. And I saw four blocks away all of the flashing lights and the ticker tape and everything going on. And there were people around who had heard what happened. So even in the restaurant, we were all sitting there in shock. How could this happen in our city, in this neighborhood? And there was still a lot of confusion about how much harm had been done. So by the time the news came on last night and we found that so many people had died, two on the spot, others in the hospital, and that the shooter himself, when the police found him, and as soon as he saw police, he shot himself in the head and died later in the hospital. The whole thing is tragic from all ends. So again, first of all, it's coming inside to oneself to be honest with what that feels like and not try and poof it away in an instant. It's going to be with us for a while. Secondly, to take a moment in the heart of our compassion to send a sense of healing to all who have been touched, to the families, to the close friends, to the neighbors, to the community within 5 blocks, to the community in 10 blocks, to the whole city, to the state, and anyone else who has been touched. One of the practices that I use, which is I found very healing, is I imagine the situation at the coffee shop, and I visualize a spin, a spiral of golden light that looks like a galaxy. It's coming from far in the deep realms of the universe, from our sense of spirit, around the situation. And I stay with that visualization until I feel something shift. Now, I've taught this to hundreds of people. I've used it in with family, those close to me, and also in situations. And the feedback repeatedly has been, without asking for it, that something has shifted, something lightens, some resolution, some comes to us. So it's a very simple practice to do.
And we have a break coming up, so I would love to, after the break, talk a little bit of, are you going to step us through the visualization process or just ask us to take that? Okay, good. So we're going to be taking a break, and when we get back, we can all engage in the visualization process for whatever type of healing we need. We'll be right back.